disclosed to what you guys refer to as interceptors 118B, 118, and 217. So you can see they're all labeled on the map there. And then the area east of the National Parks Highway, that's mainly RR, rural residential zoning right now. There's also some commercial C2 zoning. Most of that area is going to flow through the Farm View and Sunny View lift stations, and then from there it goes into interceptors 119A, 119, and then as you go further north, interceptors 121, 122, and 123. So these tables just give you a summary of the flows that we calculated. So we estimated what we think are going to be the average and peak wastewater flows for each drainage basin in the area. The flows for the Montclair and Carlston Ranch, we obtained those from the study completed by the other consultant, and based on their calculations, they're saying 0.88, 0.9 MGD average flow for that area, or 2.65 peak flow. For the future growth areas, the area west of the highway, it's about a half MGD or 1.2 MGD peak, and then east of the highway, 0.6, 0.7 average, and a peak flow of 2 MGD. So if you add all those up together, I mean, 2.65 for Montclair, 2 for the area east, and 1.17 for the west, we're talking about 5, almost 6 MGD of additional peak flow for the system. So I mentioned just now that's roughly an additional flow of 6 MGD for the system. Currently, the entire flow you're getting out of the whole city of Carlsbad is about 2.5 MGD. So our estimates are conservative, which is what we want to be since this is a planning level study. So we do try to be conservative. But the assumption is that these future growth areas that we're looking at, they're going to build out at their maximum density allowable per your current zoning. So that's where the conservative comes from. It's probably unlikely that they're going to fully build out at that max density, but this kind of gives you a worst case scenario that you'd be looking at here. So like I said, I think they're conservative. It's probably going to take many years before you would realize that amount of flow just out of these areas that we've looked at. So the hydraulic capacity, so now that we had calculated the flows, the next step was to look at the capacity of the pipes. We used the existing model developed in 2013 to do that. We used a computer program called Bentley Sewer Gems. That's a computer software that you put all this information into, does the calculations for you, and then tells you kind of what's going on with the pipes. One thing to note, we only looked at the capacity of the pipes, but of course there's also lift stations that I mentioned and also the city's treatment plant. We didn't look at any capacities of those other facilities, just the pipes. We did a steady state evaluation for the average and peak wet weather flows. Steady state means we're just looking at one snapshot in time. As you know, sewer flows vary throughout the course of a day, so their pattern changes. We just did one snapshot, assuming all that flow is happening all at once. And this is kind of the criteria that we use to evaluate the capacity of those pipes. If they're flowing less than 75% full during average conditions, we said they were okay. If it's less than 90% under peak conditions, we said it was okay. So these slides show you some of the results. So really this is a map showing all the pipes in the system. And for average flows, mainly everything was pretty good other than interceptor 121, which is the one that's in red up at the very top of the figure there. And then the one down at the very bottom corner here that's red, that's where the Montclair or Carlston Ranch community.